This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two Georgia police officers shot, wounded, expected to recover, and the suspect inside a home with two hostages for over 15 hours. It ended just a short time ago. Henry County Police Captain Joey Smith says three bodies were found inside the home.
One of them is a adult male, one is a female, adult female, and there's also a 16-year-old son in the house. All deceased.
He says the gunman apparently took his own life. More heartbreak for a family that was holding out hope that a loved one had been found. A young man who claimed this week to be a boy who'd gone missing nearly 8 years ago at the age of six is not Timothy Pitson. Police say DNA tests confirmed he's actually a 23-year-old man from Ohio with a history of mental health problems and impersonating other people. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Vice President Mike Pence stopping in the town of Lebanon, Indiana yesterday, talking about trade, and farmers were willing to do so. They told him strongly they don't want any more trade troubles with Mexico or China. And they told him also that they want to see the United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement passed. And Penn says, that's up to Congress now.
We've negotiated a good deal. The President's done his work. Now it's time for Congress to do their work. And we're very confident that our partners in Canada and Mexico will live up to the agreement.
President Trump will be heading to California today to look at a newly completed section of the barrier at the border. He'll also be getting a briefing on border security. Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger has reportedly undergone a successful heart valve replacement procedure. Sources say the 75-year-old Jagger may be released from the hospital in New York within the next couple of days. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump giving Mexico a year now to help stem the flow of illegal drugs being smuggled into the U.S. and to stop the caravans of migrants. Or he says he will close the border and impose higher tariffs on automobiles. More now on the story from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The flow of migrants continues at the southern border, with many lawmakers expressing concern not only for the illegal drugs being brought in, but the humanitarian crisis. Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas says all the Central American countries should help.
Central American countries are going to have to come to the table to try to address these migrant caravans, because just the sheer number of those crossing the border are designed to overwhelm our system and undermine our laws, and they're succeeding.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
Americans with type 1 diabetes getting good news. Cigna's announced it's worked out a deal with pharmacy benefits manager Express Scripts to cap the cost of insulin at $25 a month. The average cost last year was about $42. And some older GPS devices might act a little weird on Saturday night. Any devices that rely on the 24 global positioning system are going to have to turn back the clock at 7:59 Eastern, because when they designed the system in the 80s, they only had enough storage space for about 1,000 weeks. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace Cooper is with us, a nationally recognized legal commentator and adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research and co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Horace, always good to be talking to you. How are you?
Hey, it's great to come on your program today.
Hey, lots to catch up on. Border crisis continues, regardless of people's concern about guacamole. We've got more important things than avocados to deal with here right now, don't we?
Well, absolutely. In fact, that's one of the big issues that people are failing to appreciate. While a few people, and I have nothing against avocados, I think they're tasty, while a few people may be impacted potentially by the lack of access to avocados, hundreds and hundreds of communities all across the country are being overwhelmed by people who are lawfully not supposed to be in the country using the resources of those communities, whether that's education, whether that's hospitalization, even as much as traffic gridlock. People who are citizens lawfully here pay for benefits that they're not able to have access to, and in fact, the least among us have to compete with that. That's fundamentally unfair, and it's important for the federal government, which is to represent the citizens of the United States, to actually take steps to see to it that the citizens are not adversely impacted, and today they are.
And this is why Donald Trump got elected. Did he not?
Well, absolutely, that's right. In fact, what people forget is that there was a campaign presented where one candidate said, I'm hearing from the people who feel like circumstances have passed them by, who feel like the American dream is just that, a dream, and it's nothing that can ever be achieved. And another who said, it's great. My friends are doing well. I'm doing well. We left the White House. We were so broke that we had to steal furniture. And now AP, Associated Press, says that among the wealthiest ex-presidents ever is this candidate and her husband, a former president. It is amazing for her and her family. It wasn't amazing for the rest of the country, and the rest of the country said, we're concerned about that. We believe that something should be done about it. And Donald Trump, even without winning the popular vote, carried enough states that the map looks like an actual mandate of people who say they were left behind and they want to change that.
What does this say about the popular vote, Horace, when the majority of states would say, thank goodness for the Electoral College, that decided on Donald Trump to come in, not only to disrupt and expose, but clearly to turn the tide in the favor of God-fearing and constitutional-believing citizens of our country.
So when our country was founded, the 13 colonies had to answer a question. Are we going to go to a simple majority regime? Are we going to stick with what we have been, which is one particular colony can exercise a veto? Those two extremes created a concern. On the one hand, the smaller colonies and the newly developed colonies were worried that the largest, most populated colonies would always get their way. On the other hand, the entire collection was concerned about what would happen if some idiosyncratic colony vetoed the decisions that were needed for everyone. Our founder said, let's come up with a way of addressing that. We're going to have a popularly elected House of Representatives. We're going to have a Senate chamber, so we call it bicameral. We're going to have a Senate chamber that is representative of the states equally, not according to their population. And then we're going to divide those colonies up and let them submit electoral votes to select who the executive is. The whole plan was that a consensus is what you needed, not merely a simple majority, but also not one idiosyncratic state could simply veto what was needed for the entire community. I'm going to tell you this. A lot of your listeners may find this surprising, but were it not for NBC unlawfully releasing, or if not unlawfully, unethically, releasing a video that they had access to third parties so that it could influence the electoral outcome, I predict that not only would you have seen the electoral vote majority for the president in his election, but you would have also seen a popular vote majority. It is a quirk of the influence of media attempting to affect the outcome that we end up having this. A constitutional crisis this is an example of, an abuse of the neutral fact-finding role of media, this is what that's an example of.
Yeah, without a doubt. And but, you know, thank God for the Electoral College. I mean, that really, you know, this is so brilliant because it doesn't take a lot of thinking to consider within the 50 states, I mean, we're not monolithic. Everybody has their own specific interest, and then break it in within the states. I mean, case in point, California, there's a lot of pressure for California to break into six sub-states or six states in order to have proper representation, because the people in the state of California find themselves being ruled by one party and they're not happy campers. And so extend that from coast to coast, and this is what the Democrats are trying to push upon we the people now.
We're 50 states. There are 50 visions being expressed by 50 separate communities. If you like the vision of one particular community over another, in America, you're free to go to that jurisdiction and let it express you even better. If you don't like it, you're free to move. If
yes.
We went to a popular vote, something that we just witnessed just in the last 30 days, the President of the United States going up to Michigan and announcing that a multi-hundred-million-dollar investment was going to be made to the rivers, waterways of the lake system in that community, that wouldn't occur. And the reason it wouldn't occur, because you wouldn't care what was going on in the state of Michigan. If Detroit went out of business and all of the car-making capabilities and the jobs associated with that were at risk, people in California might do somersaults because they believe that the domestic production of automobiles is creating in their mind a vision that will lead to the destruction of the planet. If we went to a popular vote model, that particular particular ideology would be allowed to reign supreme, and it would wreak havoc over the entirety of the rest. And the reason for that is, if you got 80% turnout in California, our most populous state, you could pretty much determine who the president is. If you did that with Congress, you could control which party selected the Congress.
Without a doubt. More from Horace Cooper on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you gotta feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fashion Independent, just the way you like us. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And our conversation with Horace Cooper, nationally recognized legal commentator, continues. Horace, great job on explaining what, we're considering here. With these Democratic candidates running around and just trying to, top the other one and come up with these outlandish propositions and, let's forget the electoral system. Let's go by popular vote. And you broke it down very clearly what we could anticipate and the unintended consequences, because it seems like the Democrats come up with these ideas and they disassociate and disconnect from any consequences of their ideas and policies that they're presenting. Let's address this whole movement, because this is all part and parcel, as you say, with socialism versus capitalism. The New Green Deal, these socialistic ideas. Again, we're trying to relive what Barack Obama presented to our country and failed miserably about fundamentally transforming the country. In fact, Bernie Sanders used those exact words.
Give a quick example to your audience so that they understand. The left really doesn't think through what they're trying to accomplish. It's almost invariably some political pivot for the day. Let's talk a little bit more, just briefly, about this Electoral College reform.
Okay, all right.
They've decided that they're going to get states to voluntarily agree to give their electoral votes to whoever the popular vote majority is. What they are doing, they've gotten Maryland to agree, they've gotten Colorado to agree, and they are working on getting Michigan and Minnesota to agree. Only Minnesota is looking like a challenge, but possible for the Trump administration, if they run for re-election, to successfully get. But here's what could happen. President Trump could run for re-election. Chris Matthews just said that it could be a landslide. There are several economic models out showing that he is likely to get a popular vote majority. What could happen based on the foolishness of the left is, even if the Trump campaign doesn't carry Colorado, because Colorado's entered into this agreement, Colorado's votes would thus go to Donald Trump. Even though Maryland, which would be a very difficult state for the Trump campaign to win, didn't vote for Donald Trump, their electoral votes could go. You could end up with a 51% majority of the popular vote by Donald Trump in 2020 and an electoral landslide due to the feckless activities of the left. Mm-hmm. They fundamentally wish to transform, but they do so in a way that's not transparent, that's not clear to the agenda of the interests of the American people. All because they really, really, as you pointed out, don't want the capitalist republic, a rule of law regime that America represents.
And it is amazing because, the fact that this is even being introduced, again, we're returning to the realm of the theoretical. You talk about fundamentally transforming. I asked the question when Barack Obama first introduced it into the public consciousness, is saying, fundamentally transform what to where are we going? What is the end game? To your point here, they haven't really thought it all the way through because there's enough history. If you invest just a little bit of time, you don't even have to go to the library. It's right there in the convenience of your computer to WikiLeaks and do some, Google searching on socialism. It all ends up with bad news for everybody. Why do people want to truly consider it? Is beyond me.
Well, our founders wanted a consensus-based public policy regime. That means not we wake up one day and think, let's do this, and we rush out and do it. We had to have so many checks and balances. It is intended so that whatever the status quo is, that maintains. People say, well, wait a second, that means that we can't be as dynamic. But what it does mean is that we can be responsible responsive to what is the growing consensus. People can then buy into it. It is remarkable that there have been really significant changes in government, such as the Social Security program, such as the Civil Rights Act, that have had large buy-in consensus because they weren't forced on us. They weren't manipulated. The rules didn't change as a way of bringing them about. Because they developed through consensus, there is strong support for them. What the left says is, we don't care if you buy into it. Eventually, you're just going to come to accept it. And that has resulted in the feuds, the disagreements, and the division.
Right.
A decision like Roe v. Wade is a good example of how the left temporarily got what they wanted, but the end result is that both political parties are polarized on the issue of abortion,
exactly.
And there has been a division on this for over 40 years. People weren't able to develop a consensus. It was just rammed down their throat. That's the way the left likes to operate. It leads to division. It leads to strife. It leads to disarray. Our founders did not want that for America.
Right. Not to mention leading to death. 60 million million have been murdered. And here it is, Horace, 40%. People of color, black America, have been genocidally... Exactly. Yeah. 25% Hispanic. And so, this is the consequence, to your point, of things being shoved down our throat, is that it leads to murder. And this is all typical, if I might say, of the socialistic mindset and consequence, is it not?
Absolutely. That's the idea, is instead of an absolute conversation, a discussion, a way of acting in persuasion, using individual states, it could be the case that the American people are open to a conversation about the Green New Deal. But I will tell you this, the more they learn about it, the more they reject it. Under our system of consensus-based, we don't just wake up one day and suddenly the Green New Deal is in effect. I can assure you that one of the things that we're likely to see, precisely because this doesn't their efforts haven't persuaded us, is that they will seek bypass routes as a way to force this on the American people. We're already seeing it with their rules on campaign finance, their efforts to let people who are not residents of the United States get automatic citizenship in the hope that they will vote for the kinds of radical progressive policies that American citizens who have had a chance to look, observe, and study have consistently rejected. The left isn't interested in persuasion. They're interested in ramming it. As far as the whole idea of transforming America, you can't say you're in love with a person that you say, I need you to lose weight. I need you to have this operation. I need you to color your hair. I need you to, you know, get a nose job. I need all of these changes for you. I need you to change your name. You can't now say you're in love with a person that you're engaged in, quote, radical transformation of. Please be mindful when you hear people say that they need to change America, you need to start asking them, what are their feelings about America?
Exactly. Well, this is why it is so critical that we re-engage and connect and begin to exercise our critical thinking genius. We've stopped asking why, Horace Cooper, and we've paid a big price for it. And I think that you've pulled back the shroud here on something that is absolutely critical. And I am hoping the voters of America are listening so that we can get this country back on track. Horace Cooper, legal professor, analyst, recognized legal commentator, and co-chair of Project 21's advisory board. Horace, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world.
Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two Georgia police officers shot, wounded, expected to recover, and the suspects now dead after being barricaded inside a home with two hostages for over 15 hours. It ended just a short time ago. Henry County Police Captain Joey Smith says three bodies were found inside the home.
One of them is a adult male, one is a female, adult female, and there's also a 16-year-old son in the house. All deceased.
He says the gunman apparently took his own life. More heartbreak for a family that was holding out hope that a loved one had been found. A young man who claimed this week to be a boy who'd gone missing nearly 8 years ago at the age of six is not Timothy Pitson. Police say DNA tests confirmed he's actually a 23-year-old man from Ohio with a history of mental health problems and impersonating other people. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Socialism expert Trevor Loudon joins us. He is the author of Barack Obama, The Enemies Within. The Enemies Within, Communist, Socialists, and Progressives in U.S. Congress. And we've got a movie coming up, too. And we're going to talk about that and all things that you need to be aware of. He is a New Zealand author, speaker, political activist, researcher. If you're ever looking for Trevor, if you can't find him out in the streets, that's because he's in the library. He's always researching. Trevor, good to have you with us. How are you?
It's great to be on. Thanks, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, and I've been looking forward to our conversation, especially in light of the Democrats who seem to be lost between the party of socialism or the party of heaven knows what, because, you know, Nancy Pelosi says, hey, look, let's forget about this impeachment thing and the Russian thing of Donald Trump. Let's get on with policy making. And, you know, suddenly there was this corporate deer in the headlight look coming from all the Democrats. Like, what does that mean, right?
Well, this is going to be the big fight, you know, because you've got the hard left wing. See, this is not a battle between radicals and moderates. This is a battle between socialists and communists, effectively. Mm-hmm. And so you've got Nancy Pelosi in there who wants socialism. They believe in socialism. They believe in government-run health care and open borders and all the things, you know, government indoctrination in the schools. But they like to do it, you know, slowly and reasonably so the American people will accept it. Mm-hmm. And they've got this battle looming with the radical Marxist communist wing, you know, Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and the others. So this is going to be an interesting fight. Mm-hmm. Rashida Tlaib. You know, Rashida Tlaib is a member of Democratic Socialists of America. So is Ocasio-Cortez. And that group is actually more radical in most of its positions than the Communist Party USA. So that tells you where the Democratic Party is today.
Yeah, you've been studying this for a long time, and you've been on the show. You know, we've been talking about this for years, Trevor, that this was going on. And when I talk to people and say, look, Trevor's done all the research here. It's well documented that we have card-carrying Democratic Socialists and communists within our government. So why are you surprised? And they, you know, I don't know if they're just flatly trying to be ignorant or if they're, you know, they just can't they can't handle the truth.
Well, look, a friend of mine contacted me the other day and she'd had an argument with a guy in a Republican club. He said, name two socialists in Congress. So I put out a list immediately of 50.
Right.
But I'd say there's at least 100 members of the House and about 20 members of the Senate. That's a quarter of both bodies. That's and nearly half the Democratic delegation in both bodies that is so enmeshed in Marxist groups or Muslim Brotherhood groups or with the Chinese or the Cubans or the Iranians that they couldn't pass an FBI background check to drive a school bus.
Exactly.
But there are no background checks in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was saying the other day that Trump should take Adam Schiff's background check away, so background security clearance away, so he can't chair the House Intelligence Committee. He doesn't have a security clearance.
Yes.
None of them do. Not one of them.
They designed it that way for a reason, didn't they?
Well, they because they want no scrutiny. They know they couldn't pass.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you've got a young radical, Marxist radical, who hangs around with the local Communist Party, gets elected to Congress on serving on the Homeland Security Committee or the Armed Services Committee, and there's no background checks, there's no media scrutiny, and the FBI doesn't dare touch them because the FBI hasn't investigated congressmen since at least the 1940s. And they have to answer to the Judiciary Committee, which is headed by Jerry Nadler, who has also been a member of Democratic Socialists of America, and Judy Chu, who hung around with the Communist Workers Party. And so all of these, you know, there is no scrutiny on any of these radicals. And your enemies are very aware of that, and they are exploiting it.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to do everything they can to protect said status quo. Now, where does this list? Where does this list of 120, elected officials reside, Trevor?
Well, I have my website called keywiki.org. So it's KEYWIKI,
mm-hmm.
And I don't put the list up there per se, but I have a list of virtually every Democratic congressman and every Democratic senator. And you just type in the name in the search box of your local Democrat congressman or senator or congresswoman, and you will see their background. I tie them into Democratic Socialists of America, Communist Party USA, pro-North Korean groups, pro-Cuban groups. Some of them are getting money from pro-Iranian groups. So the evidence is all there on keywiki.org.
Mm-hmm. Well, for inquiring people that need to know if it means anything. But as you say, this is what happens. The general consensus, as noted by your friends, saying, hey, look, I got challenged. Somebody says, just name me too. It's like, are you kidding me? I mean, are you taking them for their word? I mean, Nancy Pelosi is doing everything she can, and you know she's not being, you know, truthful whatsoever. I think the idea of truth is foreign to her.
Well, you know, if you're a Marxist, truth is whatever serves the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if you're a serious Islamist.
Right, exactly.
Truth is whatever serves the Islamist cause.
Yes, they have a name. They have a name. And they have a name for it.
Takiyah.
Yeah, Takiyah. Right,
Takiyah.
Exactly.
I mean, right. You're not only allowed to lie to serve Islam, you are obligated to lie to serve Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with the radical left. Now, Nancy Pelosi has a Communist Party background. She is pretty darn radical. But she is now regarded as one of the more moderate Democrats, unbelievably. Mm-hmm. And so most of the Democratic leadership, or virtually all of it, is from the radical left. And I include Chuck Schumer in that.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly Dick Durbin. And certainly Rosa DeLauro, who's one of the top two or three Democrats. And she's got a long history with the Communist Party USA. And for instance, another one, you know, Benny Thompson, who heads the Homeland Security Committee. He's worked with the Communist Party USA, with the Communist Workers Party, and with the Cubans. He has arranged for a whole bunch. He worked with Fidel Castro to bring a whole lot of young American radicals to Cuba for free medical training, most of them the sons and daughters of Communist Party members, who are now in the inner cities all over America fomenting revolution. And this guy heads the Homeland Security Committee.
Well, you know, Trevor, when you consider our politics right now and how tribal it has become and how threatened they are by one Donald Trump, and as I was talking with Jerome Corsi this morning, is that how much does the deep state Donald Trump and Hillary, I mean, deep state Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton despise Donald Trump?
Well, completely, because they understand that it's either them or him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they understand that if he's a successful president, they are done. The Marxist revolution, and you've got to understand the deep state is largely Marxist. You know, that's what it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And so they understand that their revolution is done if he's a successful president, because they rely on identity politics. They rely on misery and poverty and identity, racial politics to win. So if everybody's doing all right, the economy's doing fine, and black kids are getting jobs in their own communities again, and we've got the border sealed to stop the massive flow of drugs over the southern border, when people are doing well and happy and things are looking up, you know, what have the Democrats got to offer?
Exactly.
So they understand they have to destroy this president.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do everything they can. And their plan is if they do destroy him and they do win the next election and they will be running Kamala Harris, that's, you owe me a steak dinner if I'm right on that.
Okay.
and they aim to legalize every single illegal immigrant in the country, which is at least 22 million people, according to MIT.
Trevor, we got
the Democrats.
We got to hit pause because we got to go to break. More from Trevor Loudon. Stay with us right here.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Back with you as promised, Trevor Lawton, our socialism expert, laying it out for you, ladies and gentlemen. I know if you talk to people and they say, you tell me one socialist that's an elected official, you know, and you've got plenty of ammunition here if you've been taking notes. If not, you go to Trevor's website and check it out for yourself. Tell them to check it out, to do the research for themselves if they're concerned about the American way of life and our U.S. constitutional form of government. I mean, there is a war on this Constitution, on this constitutional republic. This has been going on for a long time, but largely the silent majority has stayed silent, and the Communist Party members and the Marxists that are running the plantation here, they're happy that the silent majority stays that way. Right, Trevor?
Well, that's right, because you need a silent majority to turn them into an oppressed majority.
Yes.
And that's the plan. And the media, the mainstream media, you saw the complete bias of the mainstream media over the Trump collusion story. Mm-hmm. You saw the complete bias of the mainstream media over the 2016 presidential election and since. So there hasn't really been a fair election in 50 years because people make their choices on the information they get from the media. And if the media is giving them limited choices, they really can't make the best, you know, they can't really decide on the best options. And despite all of that, there were still enough sane Americans to pull America back from the brink of socialism and elect President Trump.
Exactly.
And that gives me a lot of hope for this country.
Well, we were on the brink, there's no doubt about it, but there's also this sense of expediency that needs to be maintained. And that's what I sense from Donald Trump, is that he knows he doesn't have forever. I mean, he isn't in a position like Maduro or President Xi, who has his position for the rest of his life. I mean, he's got at least two more years or maybe a year and a half, and if he's lucky to get reelected, then four more. But meanwhile, you know, the media is letting all, you know, I mean, they're pulling out all stops on this. I mean, you know, this attempted coup that took place by the deep state, the corruption that was exposed with the FBI, there's so many battles to deal with here, Trevor. It's like you could be busy for, you know, several administrations going forward to clean up the mess that's here, right?
Well, that's right. And Trump has got to get very aggressive now, and we've got to support him to the hilt.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
yes,
as you say, there may only be 18 months. And this is, I consider this a God-given opportunity
to
turn this country around.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. And you don't get a gift like this and turn your back on it, because you won't get another one. we're on our last chance here, and we better use it, and we can use it, and we can get this country pumping again. We can, because if we destroy the left in the next election, they'll be licking their wounds for a decade,
mm-hmm.
maybe more. And we've got to go on the offensive. Be like President Bolsonaro in Brazil,
mm-hmm.
who
yes.
is going to pull Brazil out of the United Nations and is cleaning them, openly saying this, he's cleaning the Marxists out of the Brazilian government, out of the education system. And that's what has got to happen here, too. We have to get very serious about internal security and actually purge these people out of the government before they destroy us.
Yeah, part of the problem that Trump has is he's got Obama acolytes within his administration. I mean, these are,
exactly.
you know, long-term civil servants. I think that's kind of a misnomer. Uncivil servants might be more appropriate, but you're right, because they're driving a different agenda altogether. I mean, they're leaking information about the president. Mick Mulvaney over the weekend says, well, you'll see. I mean, we know who the leaker is, but you're going to see how difficult it is to fire a civil servant. It's not an easy deal. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's right. And how, you know, how is it that you've got the federal government that is full of people actually working as a counter-revolution against President Trump, committing complete insubordination, and you can't do anything about it?
Right.
So clearly there's got to be some law changes. Look, there are plenty of national security laws out there and that could be applied here. And that's what I think President Trump has to treat this as a national security issue. Just as he has done over the border.
Exactly.
You know, because the border is absolutely a national security issue. If the next lot of, invaders comes over the border, you imagine the hundreds of thousands that are going to follow afterwards.
We got three caravans, heading this way. They look like hurricanes off the east coast of Florida right now, one behind the other.
And they're coming. Well, when there's a hurricane coming, we prepare. So,
right.
But President Trump, I think he has to seal the border,
mm-hmm.
because Mexico has a communist president. AMLO is his nickname, is a Marxist, pro-Cuban Marxist. He is not going to cooperate because he wants to bring America down. He's a revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Trump's going to have to seal the border, because that's going to hurt Mexico very badly economically. It may hurt America, but it's going to hurt Mexico way, way more.
Without a doubt.
The people will support it. The people will support it, because you can't have waves of invasion into your country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw what happened with Germany and the chaos that they're having now.
Exactly.
You know, a million migrants they got. Well, we get that a year.
Mm-hmm. No, and it's crazy. I mean, we're at a record-setting pace right now. And imagine, Trevor, I mean, without America, the world is really going to be thrust into darkness like we can't even perceive. It might be a little bit of a slow grind here because of, so many things that are in play here in this country. They're not going to get away with destroying the free market system totally. But, boy, I'll tell you, we got a little bit of a taste of what it could be like under Barack Obama, did we not?
Well, that's right. And I think, Kamala Harris and her crowd will have a lot stronger work ethic. See, they thought they had America, and they were playing it down a bit slow because Obama had gone too far too fast, and he'd woken up the Tea Parties.
Mm-hmm.
So they were playing it a little bit softer. They thought they would beat Trump, Hillary would get in, and she would finish the job. Well, that didn't work out, so they're never going to make that mistake again. Mm-hmm. They get power again, they're going to come after their enemies with every organ of the state that they have. They'll be shutting down churches. They'll be shutting down conservative groups. They'll be prosecuting people, putting people in jail. And if anybody think I'm exaggerating here, I think the last couple of years has shown us just how vicious and how absolutely committed to the destruction of this country that the Democrats have become. And we do not want to give those people power again, because they will never give it up if they do.
Well, Lindsey Graham called him out during the Kavanaugh hearing. He said, "Your lust for power." He says, I hope to God you don't get it. And the way he passionately laid it out, it was a bit scary and I believe a wake up call for many Americans that are thinking, you know, like that silent majority we talked, but you know, we discussed about earlier. But time in history, and again, Trevor, it just takes about 10% of the radical element to shake the dog. I mean, that's what's happened time and again. It's not a majority of people that are socialist, and that's kind of the delusion that we have, because people go, well, I'm here in, you know, flyover country or middle America, going, well, yeah, he's not a socialist, though. I don't know what they're talking about. But the people that are pulling the levers of power, they are socialists, they're Marxists, and they're taking over, and everybody's asleep while they're doing it.
Yeah. Well, look, 95% of union members are not socialists, but 95% of union leaders are.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
It's like the mafia. How many mafia did it take to run Las Vegas? There probably is 50 guys.
Yes.
But they could run a whole city. Well, you know, Lenin took over Russia, a country of 140 million people at the time, with less than 2,000 Bolsheviks. You know, they have had 8 years under Obama, who is a complete Marxist, to put hundreds of people into the Justice Department, the Commerce Department, the State Department, you name it, into the top positions.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, in turn, hired a whole bunch more people.
Exactly.
They have got more than enough infrastructure here to carry out a socialist revolution. More than enough.
And they almost affected a coup here. And this is why and this is why they're resisting Donald Trump to the degree that they are right now.
Well, they've committed felonies, they've broken the law on multiple occasions, and they thought Hillary Clinton would get elected and it would all be covered up. And now it's all being laid out bare for the American people to see, the treason and the corruption that these people are involved in. And I hope it's enough of a wake-up call, and I hope people get motivated and get out to the polls and get involved in the civic affairs of this country in the next 18 months.
And they've got to support this president.
Decide which way we go.
They have to support
him. You know, George Washington didn't win the revolution all by himself, you know.
No, he did not. Well, we got to leave it there. As always, Trevor, appreciate the insight, all the research and the facts you bring to bear on the things that are so important to our country and we the people. Remind everybody of your website and where they can go for more information.
Yeah, trevorloudon.com. That's my daily blog, trevorloudon.com. Loudon is spelled Loudon. Or go to my website, keywiki.org, KEYWIKI. Look up your local congressman, your local senator, and I'll more likely have a file on them and show their communist and Marxist backgrounds.
Trevor Loudon, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Trevor. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you so much, Bill. Real pleasure. Bye.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains.